Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. I've just sent an email out today to our free industry mailing list, and of course, valued members, you're included in that list. The reason for this podcast, I just wanted to give you a brief update. I did a video and shared on all my socials on the 11th of August. It's on my running blog on my website, realestateexcellence.com.au, which covers part of this as well. But I just wanted to update you as part of podcast service in relation to National Cabinet. Now, National Cabinet was formed in COVID, during COVID, and it replaced COAG. And simply what it is a meeting of all the leaders of state and territories with the Prime Minister of Australia. Now, National Cabinet meet tomorrow, the 16th of August. Sorry, I think I said today was the 16th. Today is the 15th of August. Tomorrow is the 16th. And tomorrow, the 16th of August, is when National Cabinet, so all the state and territory leaders with the Prime Minister, meet. And the Prime Minister's website, plus, it's been in the media. It was bigger last week than it has been so far, but today's Tuesday. I'd say momentum will pick up. But basically, the meeting priority, quoting the Prime Minister, is our key priority for this meeting is increasing housing supply and affordability across Australia. Now, we know that the Greens Federal Party are holding up the Housing Funding Federal Legislation Bill. It's been reintroduced by Federal Parliament. They're trying to negotiate with the Prime Minister and the Labor Party, who we know are our federal government in Australia, and talking about rent free, CPI, and more. And it can get a bit confusing and complex. It's been ongoing for quite some time. Now, I'd say after tomorrow, we're going to get some answers. Now, I'm alert, not alarmed. We know we've got a Labor government in Australia. We know, though, that tenancy law at a state and territory level, a state and territory, it's not tenancy law is not federal government law, it's state and territory law. Like, for example, Queensland, we have the RTRA Act, it's state-based. Now, reflecting on that, we have Labor governments in all state and territories but one in Australia at the moment. We know that tenancy law in Queensland were up to stage two review and we're waiting on more information. My comments, of course, are not meant to be political and inappropriate because that's inappropriate. My comments for now are meant to be, or they are, factual. We know that in Queensland we've got a Labor majority government and stage one of tenancy law was a Labor bill under the then Housing Legislation Amendment Bill, HLA. Housing legislation. So, stage one, which was October 1, 2022, tenancy laws and minimum housing standards was part of that. And they commence in a couple of weeks, so 1st September 2023. Stage two, we just had a review in Queensland and we're waiting on more information or a bill in the near future. So, what we've got at the moment, we know we've got a terrible housing crisis, affordability, and a lot of, good people like you and I can't find housing. So, the government at federal and state and also local, but local don't cover housing laws as such. They cover planning and other, which is another matter. So they're under the pump. So, as I say, I'm alert, not alarmed. We'll know more from National Cabinet. So it's a joint meeting where all the leaders and territories get together, and the key agenda is housing supply and affordability. And we know as well in Queensland that we've not long had the introduction of rent cannot be increased in a 12-month period. And then we know a couple of weeks after, because that started July 1, 2023, and was without consultation and was a sudden amendment to the RTRA Act. But I won't look back too far at the moment. But we do know that a review just finished again, hence so much is going on, in relation to rent increases in Queensland. I've got this and so much more at my website, RTRA Act Review. So at realestateexcellence.com.au, I've done the best I can to keep everything at the top of the page and just scroll through. And it goes without saying, members of Real Estate Excellence, we will continue to keep you up to date. I'm well across all the issues and keeping up to date best I can. And members particularly will keep you up to date via the member update email service. And I'll also be covering this in my upcoming Property Management Excellence PME half-day training events being held throughout Queensland that start mid-September through to October. and as always at my website realestateexcellence.com.au under training events. So as I say, I'm alert, not alarmed, but of course you care as I do, and your investors are asking, and your lessors are listening and watching and reading the same news and socials that you and I are. So as I say, the world won't end, but we'll just see what the outcome is of National Cabinet and the meeting tomorrow, with the key priority being housing supply and affordability across Australia. So thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.